Have you ever wondered why some people seem to effortlessly maintain their weight while others struggle with endless diets? The secret might be simpler than you think. Run Your Butt Off offers a refreshingly honest approach to weight loss that doesn't involve eliminating food groups or purchasing expensive equipment. This program, endorsed by Olympic marathon runner Ryan Hall and basketball star Rebecca Lobo, has transformed thousands of lives by combining two powerful elements, gradual running progression and mindful eating habits. What makes this approach unique is its accessibility, starting with just walking and slowly building to continuous running in manageable increments. The book has developed a cult following among fitness enthusiasts, with many crediting it for not just weight loss, but life transformation. As 1968 Boston Marathon champion Amby Burfoot notes in the foreword, races now regularly feature inspiring stories of formerly overweight individuals who have found new lives through running, some shedding as much as 250 pounds collectively. The myth that runners must be naturally skinny has discouraged countless people from lacing up their shoes. In reality, runners come in all shapes and sizes. There are even race categories specifically for larger runners called Athenas, women, and Clydesdales, men. The beauty of running isn't that it requires a specific body type. Rather, it welcomes everyone willing to put in the effort. What makes this program different from typical weight loss approaches is its positive framing. Instead of focusing on deprivation, what you can't eat, it emphasizes addition, adding running to your life. This subtle shift makes the entire process more sustainable and enjoyable. The human body evolved during times of food scarcity, developing efficient fat-storing mechanisms that now work against us in our era of abundance. This biological reality means there are no magical solutions or quick fixes. Sustainable weight loss requires consistent effort and patience. The program emphasizes realistic expectations. Healthy weight loss occurs at just 1 to 1 pound per week. At its core, weight management is a simple mathematical equation: calories in versus calories out. Creating a calorie deficit by eating less, exercising more, or ideally both simultaneously, is the foundation of any successful weight loss program. Running emerges as the ideal exercise because it's accessible, requiring minimal equipment, affordable, efficient at burning calories, and provides a unique feeling of accomplishment that keeps you coming back for more. The program's 12-stage progression, from walking to running, can typically be completed in 12 weeks, but the timeline is flexible. Consistency matters more than speed. Working out 3 to 4 days weekly strengthens your cardiovascular system, making exercise increasingly enjoyable while facilitating fat loss. Through careful tracking of your weight, calorie intake, and workouts, you'll develop a personalized plan that works specifically for your body and lifestyle. Starting a running program isn't about punishment or pushing yourself to exhaustion. Instead, it's about building a sustainable habit through gradual progression. The key to success lies in preparation. Treating exercise like any other important appointment by scheduling it into your day rather than leaving it to chance. Look at your calendar and identify when you can find 30 minutes of uninterrupted exercise at least 4 times weekly. While 3 workout days are acceptable for beginners, 4 sessions will produce faster results by boosting your weekly calorie burn. You'll feel better sooner, breathing easier, moving more freely, and sleeping more soundly. Space your workouts throughout the week when possible, rather than doing 4 consecutive days. Popular schedules include Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. Finding the right location for your workouts matters too. While starting from your front door is convenient, look for parks with walking trails, preferably packed down dirt cinder paths that are gentle on your joints. Choose routes with few traffic lights, low traffic volume, and wide shoulders. Start with relatively flat terrain. You can add hills later when you're more experienced. The stage 1 workout is simple. Walk 30 minutes nonstop. Complete this at least 3 or 4 times in a week before advancing. If you're not ready for 30 minutes, start with less time and build up gradually. Walk at a comfortable pace, faster than a casual stroll, but slower than your hurried walk. You shouldn't be huffing and puffing. If you can't talk comfortably, you're going too fast. Walking is fantastic exercise that prepares you for running. it builds the same leg muscles, increases bone density, and strengthens ligaments and tendons while providing similar cardiovascular benefits. A 200-pound person burns about 103 calories in 30 minutes of walking versus just 28 calories sitting on the couch. Even former runners should start with walking to shed initial pounds and establish a routine before progressing to running, reducing stress on joints, especially important if carrying extra weight. Understanding your calorie needs is crucial for weight loss success. Your body burns calories constantly, even at rest. This is your basal metabolic rate, BMR. Calculate yours using online tools that consider weight, height, gender, and age. Beyond BMR, factor in your daily activity level using the Harris-Benedict equation, multiplying your BMR by a factor between 1.2, sedentary, and 1.9, extremely active. This total represents the calories needed to maintain your current weight. Running may feel impossibly hard at first, especially when carrying extra weight, but stick with it and you'll eventually experience remarkable benefits: stronger heart and lungs, improved muscle tone, better mood, sounder sleep, and potential improvements in health markers like blood pressure and cholesterol. Running burns calories more efficiently than other exercises. A 200-pound person burns about 106 calories walking a mile, but 150 running the same distance. The key is starting slowly, very slowly, even slower than your walking pace at first. This gradual approach works, as demonstrated by Barbara, who began with just 30 seconds of slow running on a treadmill and eventually completed a half marathon while losing 40 pounds. The stage 2 workout consists of walking for 4 minutes, running for 1 minute, and repeating this sequence 4 more times, and with 4 minutes of walking for a total workout time of 29 minutes, 5 minutes of running. The key instruction is to run slowly, no faster than your walking pace. You're simply getting your body airborne between footfalls, not racing. Creating a calorie deficit is the foundation of weight loss. Approximately 3,500 calories equals 1 pound. To lose a pound weekly, you need a 500-calorie daily deficit through eating less, burning more, or both. For a 200-pound person, the stage 2 workout burns about 180 calories per session. While this might seem modest, completing 4 workouts weekly burns 720 calories, a significant contribution toward weight loss. The food log is your detective tool for uncovering eating habits, requiring you to record when, where, what, how much, and why you eat. While logging can be tedious, it reveals crucial patterns about your eating behaviors beyond just what you consume. It shows your eating pace, frequency, portion sizes, and emotional triggers. The log transforms eating from an automatic behavior to a mindful, purposeful activity, helping you identify which aspect needs changing, whether it's the food itself, timing, location, or quantity. Your food log is private, meant to capture your current eating patterns honestly, without trying to be extra good just because you're tracking. While a week of logging provides a valuable baseline, research shows that people who continue logging regularly maintain weight loss more successfully because they remain accountable and mindful. This program emphasizes progressing at your own pace through the 12-stage running plan. Using Jeff's story as an example, a 42-year-old who started at 341 pounds, it demonstrates how gradual progression leads to sustainable results. The program can be stretched over months rather than weeks, with consistency being more important than speed. Jeff lost 26 pounds in 12 weeks by developing at his own pace and making dietary changes. The stage 3 workout consists of walking for 4 minutes, followed by running for 2 minutes, repeating the sequence 5 times, and ending with 3 minutes of walking. The total workout time is 33 minutes with 10 minutes of running. Key rules include running very slowly, avoiding huffing and puffing, and thinking of running as no faster than your walk. Proper warm-up and cool-down routines are essential. Each workout begins with a walking warm-up to prepare muscles, heart, and lungs for running. For additional preparation, a dynamic flexibility series of 5 exercises help: hip circles, body leans, forward leg swings, lateral leg swings, and heel raises. After completing the workout, when muscles are warm, perform 5 static stretches: lower back and hamstring stretch, basic calf stretch variation, quad stretch, and hip and iliotibial band stretch. A common eating problem is uploading, being too busy during the day to eat properly, then overindulging at night. Ideally, we should have three similarly sized meals throughout the day, breakfast slightly smaller, dinner slightly larger, plus one decent-sized snack either in the afternoon or evening, depending on dinner timing. The key problem is that nibbling throughout the day leads to exhaustion from hunger, setting you up to overeat during a large evening meal. Breakfast is particularly crucial and should be substantial enough to sustain you for 4 to 5 hours. Eat within 1 hour of waking, or split breakfast if you exercise in the morning. According to the National Weight Control Registry, 88% of successful weight lossers eat breakfast at least 5 days weekly. Breakfast can contain up to 400 calories and should include carbs, protein, and fat. Julie's story illustrates the importance of proper pacing for beginners. Despite initial struggles with breathing during runs, she improved dramatically after learning to slow down. Running became her treasured me time, and by week 10, she could run 13 minutes continuously, had lost 13 pounds, and signed up for her first race with newfound confidence. Many new runners feel self-conscious about their slow pace and body movement. Remember that onlookers are more likely admiring your effort than judging you. Taking control of your health puts you in a select group, regardless of your speed. As cancer survivor Becky noted, running without concern for others' opinions becomes liberating. The stage 4 workout consists of walking for 3 minutes, followed by running for 3 minutes, repeating this sequence 5 times, ending with 3 minutes of walking. The total workout time is 33 minutes with 15 minutes of running. This halfway milestone means running for a full hour each week when completing the workout 4 times. This beginner's running program follows the same training principles used by Olympic athletes. Each run creates a stress interval, followed by a recovery phase, walking, then repeats this pattern. As fitness improves, running segments become easier and recovery periods shorter, eventually leading to continuous 30-minute runs. Having a running buddy is perhaps the most helpful factor for sticking with the program. Test panelists Doreen and Stephanie, who lost a combined 31 pounds, credited their mutual accountability for program adherence. Knowing someone else is making the effort to meet helps overcome the temptation to skip workouts. Accurate portion measurement is essential for weight loss success. Most people significantly underestimate serving sizes, particularly with grains, cereals, juice, snack foods, and condiments. Keep measuring tools visible, divide snacks into proper portions, and acknowledge that while tedious, accurate measurement makes a crucial difference. Unlike fad diets that eliminate entire food groups, this program requires thoughtful engagement. Modern dinnerware compounds portion distortion. Today's cereal bowls are almost like mixing bowls, and dinner plates have grown to trough size. The solution? Use smaller plates and think before eating rather than mindlessly consuming oversized portions. Signing up for a race can dramatically boost your motivation and focus your training. Choose a 5K, 3.1 miles, with at least 500 participants to ensure you won't finish last, and consider events supporting causes you care about. Having a race deadline pushes you to train consistently rather than coasting at a comfortable level. Many runners find they treat themselves better when in training, getting more sleep, making healthier food choices, and stretching after runs. The running community welcomes newcomers regardless of speed and uniquely allows average participants to compete in the same events as elite athletes. Finding accountability partners significantly increases success in running and weight loss programs. Some test panelists use daily weigh-ins with spousal support, while others found that reporting their progress to the program administrators motivated them to stick with workouts. Identify whether you're internally motivated or need external accountability, then create appropriate support systems. The Stage 5 workout represents a pivotal challenge. Walk for 2 minutes 30 seconds, then run for 5 minutes, repeating the sequence 4 times and ending with 3 minutes of walking. The total workout is 33 minutes with 20 minutes of running. The key is pacing yourself through all 4 running segments rather than starting too fast, especially since the walking recovery periods have shortened to just 150 seconds. Now that participants are running 20 minutes per workout and up to 80 minutes weekly, proper running shoes become essential. Visit specialty running stores rather than department stores or online retailers for a first pair. These shops employ runners who can analyze your gait, recommend appropriate shoes for your specific needs, and let you test them before purchasing. The grocery store represents a critical decision point for weight management success. The most important supermarket strategy is having a detailed list based on your weekly meal plan. Consider who's home each night, when you need quick meals versus more elaborate ones, and when you'll have leftovers. Planning prevents high-calorie takeout and saves time. When shopping for weight loss, fill your cart with plenty of produce, fresh, frozen, and canned, low-fat dairy, lean meats without visible fat streaks, skinless poultry, fish, not breaded, and high-fiber whole grain breads and cereals. Almost everything should be solids except milk, with juice limited to 100% varieties in small portions. Focus on nutrient-rich foods that provide the most vitamins and minerals for the fewest calories. Becky discovered a love for running at age 51 after being treated for colon cancer. She joined First Strides, entered 14 races in her first 18 months, and now runs at a 13-minute mile pace. Her post-cancer perspective gave her appreciation for running. After having cancer, running makes me think of life, not death. The stage 6 workout intensifies with only 3-minute walking breaks between 7-minute running segments. Walk 3 minutes, run 7 minutes, repeat 2 more times, end with 3 minutes of walking. The total workout time is 33 minutes, with 21 minutes of running. By this point in the program, you'll notice significant progress. If you were to go back and do an earlier workout with just 3 minutes of running, it would feel incredibly easy. Try incorporating an earlier stage workout as a 4th session in your week to appreciate how far you've come. As running increases and weight decreases, the calorie equation changes favorably. A 195-pound person who started at 200 pounds now burns about 219 calories running 1.5 miles and 72 calories walking 0.7 miles, totaling 291 calories in the 33-minute stage 6 workout. That's about 110 extra calories per session compared to earlier stages. Doing this workout 4 times weekly creates a significant calorie deficit that will show on the scale. Despite clever marketing, sports drinks are unnecessary for 33-minute workouts and can undo your progress with their high-calorie content. A 20-ounce bottle of Gatorade contains 125 calories. Stick with water or milk, which provides protein and calcium. Only consider sports drinks when training runs consistently exceed an hour. Eating slowly allows your body's satiety signals, which take 15-20 minutes to reach your brain, to work properly, preventing overconsumption. Gradually increase your mealtime duration from 3 minutes for breakfast to 10 and stretch dinner to at least 15-20 minutes. To slow down eating, focus on thoroughly chewing each bite. Take a bite, put your fork down, chew, taste, and swallow before picking up your utensil again. After pushing yourself in running, the urge to reward yourself with food is common, but can undo your progress if the reward exceeds your calorie burn. The key is to be mindful. Think about what you truly want. Have a reasonable portion, like a single ice cream cone instead of a pint, and move on without guilt. Movement throughout the day, beyond formal workouts, is crucial for weight loss. Sitting has been engineered into modern life, drastically reducing our calorie burn, while small movements throughout the day can significantly impact weight loss. To nudge the scale downward, incorporate more movement throughout your day beyond formal workouts. Walk during lunch, stand during phone calls, park farther from store entrances, and avoid sitting whenever possible. Even standing for 15 minutes while working burns more calories than sitting's measly 56 per hour. Remember, your fat doesn't care if calories are burned during formal exercise or everyday activities. All movement counts toward your calorie deficit. When time constraints threaten your workout, don't abandon it completely. 20 minutes is better than 15, 15 better than 10. Do whatever you can in the available time. A shortened workout beats no workout and reduces evening frustration. The Stage 7 workout intensifies with only 2-minute walking breaks between running segments. Walk 2 minutes, run 8 minutes, repeat twice more, end with 3 minutes walking. The total workout is 33 minutes with 24 minutes of running. The author emphasizes again the importance of pacing, running slowly enough that you're not gasping for breath and could continue if needed. This measured approach remains the key to success in the program. The test panel reported feeling better as they progressed through the program, with initial foot, shin, and knee tenderness often disappearing as they lost weight and moved more. If you follow the program correctly, building gradually, moving slowly, taking rest days, wearing proper shoes, you should avoid most problems. When discomfort arises, distinguish between tiredness, which often passes after starting, and actual pain. For pain that's new, running-related, or worsening, take caution. Adding colorful fruits and vegetables to every meal provides essential vitamins, minerals, hydration, and fiber. Fiber, 25 grams daily for women, 38 grams for men, helps you feel full longer, requires more calories to digest, and should be added gradually to avoid digestive discomfort. When you add vegetables to your plate, you naturally reduce space for higher calorie foods, easily cutting hundreds of weekly calories. While some research suggests exercise can stimulate appetite hormones, not everyone experiences increased hunger after running. Many test panel participants actually felt less hungry after workouts. The gradual approach of this program helps minimize hunger surges between stages. For those who do experience post-exercise hunger, proper timing and distribution of calories throughout the day can help. Eating something small within 30 minutes after running, balancing carbohydrates and protein like chocolate milk, Greek yogurt, or a small latte can prevent overeating later. When life throws its hardest challenges, running can become a refuge rather than just exercise. Colleen, a 35-year-old bookkeeper and mother, found running during a period of profound grief and transition, having lost both parents and going through divorce. Despite these circumstances, she committed to the Beginning Running program, discovering an unexpected sense of accomplishment and mood-lifting benefits. Though her weight remained unchanged at 163 pounds throughout the 12-week program, her transformation was internal, finding strength and identity as a runner despite never considering herself athletic before. Many test panel participants shared similar backgrounds, being sports-averse as children, picked last for teams, or relegated to sidelines. These same people often embrace running with particular enthusiasm, appreciating its non-competitive nature. As Amy N. explained, unlike team sports requiring aggression, running allows self-directed goal setting without the pressure of letting others down. Many beginning runners, especially those without athletic backgrounds, initially feel like imposters, haunted by their couch potato past or memories of tyrannical gym teachers. Yet, as running becomes easier, confidence grows more than physical condition improves. Noelle Carroll's experience illustrates this transition. Initially self-conscious about being too old or too fat or too slow, she eventually lost this concern as she consistently ran 30-45 minutes without walking breaks. The Stage 8 workout consists of walking for 2 minutes, running for 9 minutes, repeating this sequence once more, then walking for 2 minutes and running for 8 minutes, ending with 3 minutes of walking. The total workout time is 35 minutes, with 26 minutes of running. At this point, participants have likely completed 21 to 28 workout sessions over at least 7 weeks, a significant achievement showing consistent commitment. As running intervals extend beyond 7 to 9 minutes, participants experience a mental shift. Rather than constantly checking their watches and counting down seconds as they did with shorter intervals, runners find their minds wandering productively. This mental freedom, the ability to daydream and problem solve while running, marks an important milestone in becoming a runner. Physically active people need approximately 0.5 gram of protein for every pound of body weight daily, 80 grams for someone weighing 160 pounds. When trying to lose weight, calculations should use goal weight rather than current weight. Protein serves multiple functions, building muscle and preserving lean body mass, creating longer-lasting fullness than carbohydrates, and requiring more energy to digest, thermogenic effect, which slightly boosts metabolism. The final workout consists of a 3-minute warm-up walk, 30 minutes of continuous running, and a 3-minute cool-down walk. The total workout time is 36 minutes, with the instruction to repeat this sequence throughout your whole life. Bud notes that the progression from 14 minutes to 30 minutes of running is 100% mental, explaining that the one-minute breaks runners were taking previously were insignificant, and that determination carries runners through the full 30 minutes. For a 190-pound person, running at a 14-minute mile pace for 30 minutes, covering 2.1 miles, the calorie burn would be approximately 332 calories, including the walking portions. A 150-pound person would burn about 262 calories. These numbers represent significant progress from earlier workouts, with weekly totals reaching 1,325 calories for the heavier runner and 1,048 for the lighter one. For continued progress, organize weekly workouts around a going long day, typically on weekends. The key advice is to find a comfortable baseline while continuing to push yourself incrementally each week rather than settling into a permanent comfort zone. Gradually increase one run per week by 5 minutes every other week until reaching 60 minutes, while maintaining regular 30-minute runs on other days. For runners wanting to improve their times rather than distance, incorporate weekly speed workouts. One option is tempo running. 10 minutes at normal pace, followed by 10 minutes at a harder effort level where you can only speak 3-4 words at a time, finishing with 10 minutes at normal pace. Another option is basic interval training. 10 minutes at normal pace, then 10 minutes alternating between 1 minute hard running and 1 minute easy running, finishing with 10 minutes at normal pace. Core strength is important for runners, as a strong midsection helps maintain proper form, improves breathing, and creates a more efficient stride. Perform 6 core exercises 3 times weekly: plank, side plank, Superman, bridge, abdominal curl, and the advanced body tuck move using a stability ball. 12 weeks after first trying a food log, re-examine your eating patterns. Many runners discover they're naturally eating fewer calories without noticing, or that their hunger patterns shift on running days. As weight drops, calorie needs decrease too, requiring regular recalculation to maintain progress. Even when you've mastered healthy eating habits, challenges like office celebrations or late-night chocolate cravings can derail progress. Most cravings stem from boredom or lack of variety rather than true hunger or nutritional deficiencies. The key is incorporating different tastes, textures, and temperatures into meals to prevent cravings before they start. Visual cues also trigger unnecessary eating. Simply removing temptations from sight can eliminate impulse consumption. Weight loss requires mental engagement. Creating a calorie deficit through exercise, diet, or both is essential, along with understanding portion sizes and workout effectiveness. The self-education process typically takes 12 weeks, the same time needed to become a runner. This isn't about joyless, obsessive calorie counting, but developing understanding of how food choices affect your weight. The goal isn't rigid good or bad categorization, but seeing yourself as a work in progress, both as an eater and athlete.